This episode is brought to you by Honda. When you test drive the new Prologue EV, there's a lot that could impress you about it. There's the class-leading passenger space, the clean, thoughtful design, and the intuitive technology. But out of everything, what you'll really love most is that it's a Honda. Visit Honda.com/EV to see offers.
We are less than 15 minutes from what you just heard. The Miami Dolphins dominating the Buffalo Bills tonight down in the 305. At least that's what me and Jonathan Zaslow hope will end up happening. Zaslow can be found at Zaslow Show. I can be found at Amber W Sports. We need it.
I mean, you think I need the Bills coming in here week two, Thursday night, national game, beating the Dolphins this early in the season, hear all the Tua nonsense, he can't play big against good teams, Dolphins can't win against good teams. You think I need that in my life this early on in the season? I'm excited about football right now. It's going to drain me. It's going to zap all the energy. I don't need that tonight. Come on.
But certainly, if you were basing your picks on recent history, that's what people would be maybe expecting happens tonight. Amber and Ian is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. We haven't fared so well, us Miami Dolphins, against this Buffalo Bills team here the last few years. But speaking of picks, let's bring in some help with those. Anita Marks, ESPN bet analyst, kind enough to join us. And Anita, thanks as always. Getting ready for this thing. What do you like in this game right off the bat? Can you make us feel better? Are you taking the Dolphins?
Yeah, I don't think you guys are going to be happy with this segment because I totally forgot. Like, it's not just the three of us, right? Yeah. We all have ties to the 305, or for me, it's the 954. But nonetheless, sorry, guys, I got to take the Bills here, and I don't even want the stinking points from ESPN Bet. Give me the Bills on the money line. They've won 9 of the last 10 games against the Dolphins. And we talked about it last year, until the Dolphins can beat a team that has made it to the playoffs, or the expectations are that they will be in the playoffs, I can't get behind them. Josh Allen owns the fish, guys. We know this. 10-2 against them, and he sports a 110.3 QB rating when he goes up against them. And, you know, this is a Bills team. Let's look at week one. A lot of people like to look at week one. The Bills, a very impressive win, comeback win against Arizona. A lot of calls that did not go their way, and they still won. For the Dolphins, I don't know. I'm sitting back and I'm watching that Dolphin Jags game, 14 point difference just on two plays, and the Dolphins were very fortunate and very lucky in that matchup. So for me right now, until I could see this Dolphins team beating like a legit team that's above 500, that's coming into the season, that potentially could make the playoffs, I can't get behind them, unfortunately.
Now, Anita Marks, ESPN bet analyst, was 4-1 last week here on plays she gave us on Amber and Ian. I'm hoping the one you gave us right there will be one of the ones you lose this weekend. We'll see. What do you make about the total? Has it gone down from 49? I think the total's too high.
Yeah, the total is too high. And I said this on ESPN Bet earlier today. Shameless plug, not so shameless. ESPN2 from 6 to 7 p.m. If you want to play a side, or I should say, if you want to play a total, you could have fun with this. You could take the Bills and the over and use it in a teaser. So your folks listening, how does that work? So a two-way teaser, same game teaser, you take the 6 points, you tease the Bills up to +8.5. So if you're a Dolphins fan out there, and I am a Dolphins fan, again, I'm from Miami, but you want the Dolphins to win, but you think it's going to be a close game, maybe you don't think they're going to win by more than a touchdown, you get the Bills +8.5 points. So even if the Dolphins win by a touchdown, you still cover on that side. And then you could take those 6 points and you could tease the under down to 42.5. And that's kind of where I think this is going to be. Now, neither of these defense impressed me in week one. And on top of that, because there are some question marks in regard to the backfield with the injuries, not only that, the injuries in the backfield for the Miami Dolphins, but injuries and also lack of talent for this Buffalo Bills team coming in, salary cap hell this offseason. I like the over here, and teasing it down to 42.5 in a same game teaser, to me, is the way that I would play a side and a total.
Nina Martz joining us here, ESPN bet analyst. Aslo filling in for Ian tonight. Give us some player props on the Dolphins.
Okay, so a few, and this is maybe this is where you guys will really get into my wagers, right? Because this is more about players doing well. And I typically like to lean towards the over. Why people, Anita, you always play the overs. Yeah, you know why? Because I like to root for players to do well. I don't like to root for players to do poorly. So first things first, let's go Tua over his passing total. It opened up at 262. I want to say around 6 o'clock, it was up to 274. Again, no Mostert. A-Chain, not sure exactly how much time he's going to get. I do like Jeff Wilson. I'm going to tell you that what that prop bet is in a second. But I think they're going to grip it and rip it tonight. I think Tua is going to really throw this ball. 337 yards last week. So I like his over passing total tonight. Also, Jeff Wilson. He touched the ball 5 times last week, guys, and rushed for 26 yards. So very small sample size, but when he did get his opportunity, boy, did he look good. I've got Jeff Wilson, anytime touchdown. Also, I like over his rushing total, and I like over his longest rush carry at 11.5 yards. I'm also going to go Josh Allen over his total rushing number. I'm going to go Khalil Shakir over his receiving number. The last time these two teams faced each other, he put up over 100 receiving yards. And rookie sensation Keon Coleman, I like for him to score a touchdown tonight. He played 90% of the snaps last week for the Buffalo Bills. So I think he finds the end zone tonight. So I've got an anytime touchdown for Coleman tonight.
Anita, what is the price on the Jeff Wilson anytime touchdown? Because I love that play. You know, the Dolphins running back room is banged up. No Mostert. A-Chan apparently is active tonight. But Jeff Wilson had 2 very key runs last week in the win against Jacksonville. And you're right. He looked good in a very short small sample size. I like Jeff Wilson anytime touchdown a lot. What's the price on that?
Yeah, plus 170.
I love
it. as I like to say, walk, don't run. Get to it. It was interesting. When the inactive list was released, we were just finishing up our show, and the producer was in my ear. I need your best bet. I need your best bet. I said, well, is anything Jeff Wilson on the books yet? So the only two things that were out were anytime touchdown as well as his longest rush of 11.5 yards. So I like both of those. I think Jeff Wilson could be a very sneaky good play tonight in this matchup, guys.
Yeah, I agree.
From the expert herself, she gave us Derrick Henry's first touchdown score last week at plus 550, and it hit. So this woman certainly knows what she's talking about. All right, Anita, what else do you like? What else do you like this weekend? Is there any other game here that you're particularly hot on?
Yeah, I've already gone to the window on this, and how can you not? I'm a little perplexed as to why the line is at 3, and if you want to buy the hook down to minus 2.5, which means you're going to pay a little bit of extra money, maybe $125 to win 100, and that's the Colts, minus 2.5, minus 3, going up against a Green Bay Packers team that Malik Willis more than likely is going to be the starting quarterback. Malik Willis, really, no bells and whistles. PFF has him as, you know, one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. I know he came in last week, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, didn't look good. But this is a Colts team. Even though they lost in week one, really impressive. I like their head coach. I think that he's put together a really great game plan for Anthony Richardson. And also what we did see Saquon Barkley unleash on that Green Bay Packers rush defense. Now this week, Jonathan Taylor. So if you got Jonathan Taylor in fantasy, watch out. Love him this week as well. So for me, I've already gone to the window. It might be my favorite play, and that's the Colts minus 3 against the Green Bay Packers, not expecting Jordan Love to play. And if you want to buy the hook down to minus 2.5, not going to be mad at you.
Anita Marks, ESPN bet. She brings us the wisdom. She helps hopefully make us the money, but always, of course, bet responsibly. Thanks, Anita. We appreciate your time,
Thanks, Anita.
Good luck tonight. Enjoy the game.
We may need it, but hopefully not. I feel good about it. The Dolphins just ran out. Everybody seems fired up.
That's all it takes to make you feel good? The Dolphins run on the field?
I liked the running on the field.
They do that every
week. I liked the lights. I feel like it's a packed stadium tonight. The energy is up. nobody got detained going into the stadium.
That's a key. That's a key to success. No one getting detained on the way.
He did have a touchdown and like 150 yards of receiving.
He had like a
70-yard
touchdown.
An 80-yard. 80 was
a career high.
I got
my older son, my 15-year-old, is at the game with his friends. He says it's an insane atmosphere there.
See? It looked insane when the Dolphins ran out.
I'm very nervous, though. Like, I feel like they could win, but I'm really nervous. You said it at the top. The Bills have been our daddies for a long time now. Anita made reference to it. I'm very nervous because this sets the tone for my weekend. This, like, my mood for the entire weekend is based around the next 3 hours here, Amber.
Well, and we're spending it together, Jonathan Zaslow. Tyreek Hill's two lowest yardage outputs in a single contest in each of the last two seasons came against the Buffalo Bills. We'll see if that all changes tonight. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian. There is other football to talk about, though. We're going to get into it. Kirk Cousins, Deshaun Watson, Daniel Jones. What are the leashes in terms of length for these quarterbacks? Are they getting shorter and shorter by the week? We'll get into that all right here on ESPN Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Ah, fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed, and the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fire tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meat probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We're about to get under action in Miami, Florida. Thursday night football about to kick off between the Bills and the Dolphins. We'll keep you updated on everything that happens in that game when, in fact, it gets going. Amber and Ian is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. But there's other things to talk about the National Football League. I mean, not really. Like,
not
I
as important.
No, I just want to talk about the Dolphins, but James Steele, our producer, he said you got to talk about something else. I'm like,
got to mix it up a little bit.
Zaslow is filling in tonight for Ian, by the way, if you couldn't tell. So let's talk about the situation with the Atlanta Falcons, because a lot of people thought, Zaslow, that the Falcons were going to come out of the gate and look like the darlings of that division. And
I'm very high on the Falcons going into this year. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you were not alone. And in fact, you chose, I think you took them to win that division, right?
Yep.
As did a whole lot
going
of
away.
People. Going away. Yeah, you thought it was going to be a domination. Like,
well,
in fact,
not changing that opinion. I mean, it's 1 week. Like, it's so dopey if I'm going to change my... I've had all this time to think about how I think teams are going to perform going into the season, and then after 1 week, I'm bailing on those opinions? That's silly.
I mean, a lot of people are already sounding the alarms coming off of 1 week, and it's not
silly.
Just what Atlanta did, but it's also then you have a New Orleans Saints team that put up 47 on the
Carolina's not a professional team, Amber. They should be relegated.
And you have a Bucs team led by a quarterback who threw for, what, 4 touchdowns?
That surprised me a little
and
bit.
And had the best week. You could argue in the NFL.
That surprised me a little bit. Yeah.
So when you consider that, and those two teams are in the division with Atlanta, and that Kirk Cousins looked like a statue out there as a older quarterback coming off of an Achilles injury, there are a lot of people already wondering, raising eyebrows, should a switch be made to Michael Penix Jr.?
No preseason, limited training camp. major injury, give him a little bit of time. Even if it's a few weeks, even if we're in week four, week five, before we start to see Kirk Cousins look like the guy he was, there's really no reason to believe that we're not going to see him look like the competent quarterback we saw last year. It's going to take a little bit of time. And Amber, they didn't give Kirk Cousins a one-year deal. It was a multi-year deal, all right? So it's about a little bit more than just these first few games. I'm absolutely not bailing on the Falcons in any fashion at this point.
Well, I don't know about the Falcons overall, because first of all, I took the Bucs to win that division. And then second of all, the Falcons leave so many question marks beyond just the health of Kirk Cousins or what Kirk Cousins is going to be. Now, in terms of Kirk Cousins, though, specifically, I do tend to agree with you, or really, frankly, in terms of the other question marks, you're talking about an entirely new coaching staff coming in, obviously a new system there. Yes, you hope Raheem Morris can utilize some of those weapons better than they've been utilized under Arthur Smith, but at the same time, you got to give it a little bit of time. We didn't spend probably enough time talking about Kirk Cousins coming off that injury, and maybe too much time talking about Aaron Rodgers coming off of that injury, because people were concerned what Aaron Rodgers was going to look like from a mobility perspective. Nobody seemed to have that same concern with Kirk Cousins, and I don't really know why, because Kirk is also an older quarterback. He's an old quarterback by quarterback standards, and he's coming off of a major injury. I'm not really sure why everybody just thought that Kirk was going to look great, but the reality was that he looked like he didn't have the movement. And also, that's the explanation that a lot of people gave for the fact that they were in shotgun and pistol the entire game, is that they were trying to protect him because he's not fully healthy. And if he's not fully healthy, then I can understand at some point being concerned. But right now, I have no idea if Michael Penix Jr. would look any better in either of those formations, or any formation, mind you, that you could throw him out there behind in the National Football League.
A disaster of a start here, Amber, for the Dolphins.
Ignoring that. I'm trying to keep it.
Well, we got to let people know. We got to let people know what's going on. Third and long for the Dolphins. Tua throws over the middle. Robbie Chosen, who was elevated last week from the practice squad, that's formerly known as Robbie Anderson. Robbie Chosen, ball hits him right in the shoulder pad. It's like he didn't even know the ball was coming to him.
Bounces. He was chosen, though.
He was the chosen receiver there. He chose not to look for the football. And
to catch the football when it hit him in the numbers.
Right off the shoulder pad. It bounces up right into the hand of a Buffalo receiver, and the Bills now have excellent field position. So, disaster of a start for the Dolphins. Terrible.
Great. All right. Do we have any thoughts about Falcons to distract us?
Yeah, I mean,
you
look.
Know what? How about let's do this. Let's hear from the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons so we can collect ourselves based on the vomit that we just saw on our television sets with our Miami Dolphins. Let's hear from Raheem Morris. He was being asked, how did Kirk Cousins respond after that ugly loss last week?
There's not going to be a big change in Kirk's process, right? Because, like, he's been doing it for so long. He has a way he wants to do things, right? We did not have a good game. He did not have a good game. We were very clear about that. There was no sugarcoating it. And I think that's what men do, right? He steps up to the challenge. He accepts it like we all do, right? My fault that I played in that, the fault that Zach played in, the fault that he played in, the fault that people around him played in it. There was no blame game. And I just know what he's going to go do today, right? He's going to bring the urgency. He's going to bring everything he has to do in order to play better, to find a way to get that thing to the results that we want. And I got all the confidence in the world in him because of who he is.
I mean, this dude, Amber, like, he's been a successful quarterback in this league for a long time. It stinks that the first game that he has in that uniform, the only tape we have on him as an Atlanta Falcon, it was that performance. But again, it's coming off a major injury. How many teams out there, a lot of them started slow in the first half. We talked about Buffalo. We talked about Miami. And some of them were slow out the entire gate for 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to believe that that's not exactly what we saw with Kirk Cousins. And by the way, if we're talking about Michael Penix Jr., look at every other rookie quarterback from last week. They were all terrible. Jaden Daniels was okay, but otherwise, for the most part, they were not good. There is no reason to rush Michael Penix Jr. out there. And look, the reality of it is, the Falcons are probably going to lose this week too. All right, they're at Monday Night Football against the Eagles.
Right.
They're at the Eagles Monday night. They're staring 0-2 right in the face. Matter of fact, it would be really surprising if they weren't staring 0-2 right in the face. And still, I think there's no reason to believe that Kirk Cousins is not going to wind up being who they thought that he was this year.
He was 16 of 26, 155 yards passing, one touchdown, two interceptions. And like I said, he looked like a statue out there. He just did not look right. And I think that's where the concern lies with Kirk Cousins, because otherwise you'd have the confidence that he could get it going and that he could find that groove.
Don't forget, Amber, and we've made the point of this, Raheem Morris, he doesn't play any starters in the preseason.
Right.
Like games two and three in the preseason, he didn't play anybody. And it is quite possible that we're seeing the effects of that. Now, there is a positive to go in that way, which is, all right, you guys aren't going to get hurt in the preseason. And the negative is, you know what? Week one may look like preseason game number four. And that kind of looks like it's what happened to the Atlanta Falcons here. May not be the right approach if you're Raheem Morris.
They got beat by field goals.
Yep.
Because the Steelers couldn't score either. They got beat by field goals. It was such an ugly game as the Steelers took that one 18-10. If I'm the Atlanta Falcons, I'm not hitting the panic button anytime soon on Kirk Cousins. I'm rocking with him. You paid him a lot of money, and I just have no reason to believe that Michael Penix Jr. would be any more ready. Are there other quarterbacks? Are you out totally on Daniel Jones? Because a lot of people would have said they were already out on him before this season. I was very patient with Daniel Jones, Zaslow, very patient. And I think my patience is up.
I feel bad for Daniel Jones. Like, you see that video that's going around where, like, he's walking outside the building when he's leaving, and you got the fans who are recording themselves booing and yelling things, let me hold a dollar, all that stuff. I don't know. Maybe I'm soft. That kind of stuff, it makes me so uncomfortable. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. It's mean. I deal with it if you want to pay me hundreds of millions of dollars.
I mean, that's what the money's for, I suppose. You know?
But it still sucks.
Sucks. It's totally unnecessary. It makes me feel bad.
It doesn't accomplish anything. Because, by the way, Daniel Jones is still, theoretically speaking, probably better at his job than any of the rest of us, because he's, what, top 1% of 1%? But in terms of judging it,
You don't think you're a better talk show host than Daniel Jones as quarterback?
Well, I guess.
I think I am.
But the fact that he's there in the NFL to begin with.
It's ESPN.
It's ESPN. You know what? I'm with you. I'm better at my job than Daniel
Jones. Me too.
He makes a lot more money than me. All right. Josh Allen to James Cook, by the way. The Bills are up on the Dolphins. 7-0. Plenty more coming up on.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
Along here on Amber and Ian. Zaslow's filling in for Ian tonight. You can always hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. At Zaslow Show is how you find him. At Amber W Sports is how you find me. As you just heard there from Kevin Winter, the Bills right now leading our Miami Dolphins.
All right, calm down. You gotta get past it, all right? You gotta shake it off.
We did slander Chosen, though, earlier in the show. Although it was funny. And so it was kind of
worth
the joke, you know?
Yeah.
Because we thought that he was the intended receiver on that pick, right? That Tua ends up throwing.
Yeah.
And we thought that he chose not to catch the ball. There were several of those sorts of jokes about the Chosen One choosing not to catch.
I regret nothing.
It wasn't him at all. It was, as you just heard there, from Kevin Winter as DeBose. So it wasn't Chosen at all. But we have no regrets because it was funny for a moment in time. If you missed anything here, you can check out the podcast on the ESPN app. But yesterday, when Ian was here, Ian and I had an opportunity to sit down with Shane Matthews, the former Gators great quarterback and NFL quarterback and the Gators radio analyst, to talk a bit about this big game this weekend between Texas A&M coming to Gainesville, Florida to take on the Gators in the Swamp. And we asked him, Shane, as a former quarterback, what do you look to see in your team from week one through now heading into week three?
Well, I think for the Gators, it's physicality on both sides of the ball, the line of scrimmage. We just got manhandled against Miami. I was very surprised and very disappointed and embarrassed, however you want to phrase it. We played better against Samford, but Samford is an FCS school. They've had great tradition, but that's not a normal Samford team that we played. We're going to have to buckle our chin straps and see what happens against Mike Elko and his crew. It's a crucial game for both programs. I think it's more important for the Gators because you're at home. It's the first. It's the opener in the SEC, and you got to get off to a good start because if you don't, we already know what the schedule looks like moving forward.
Shane Matthews joining us at Matchup. Texas A&M is at the Swamp at the Gators, 3:30 p.m. on Saturday. You can hear that coverage right here on ESPN Radio with our very own Ian Fitzsimmons on the call. And Shane, of course, coming off of the Samford game, and it's Samford, like you just said. But now, of course, Gators Nation wants DJ Lagway starting for the Gators. And it has seemed from all the things that I have seen so far from Billy that he is unwilling to actually say that, but saying, hey, Lagway is still going to be part of the game plan and we're going to utilize him a lot this season, but that Graham Mertz is our starter when he is healthy. What do you feel like the reaction has been? And do you feel like that's the right decision moving forward?
Well, Billy's paid a lot of money to make these decisions. I watched DJ ever since he got here on campus. I watched many of their practices, and he looked like a freshman during training camp and in the scrimmages. And I'm like, you know, he's got a long ways to go. He's got a lot of talent. You could see it. But the decision-making, things of that nature, wasn't where it needed to be. You put him in a game, it's a different player. You know, so he may be a better game player than practice player. He's got a bright, bright future. And I thought he handled himself extremely well with the start against Samford. But this is a team that our play calling was a little bit different in this game. We threw more deep balls than I think we have combined in 2.5 years. Because I felt like Billy thought we could run right by the Samford DBs, which we did. And we could block them. But DJ made some beautiful throws. He's going to be a star for us, but I'm going to lean on whatever Billy Napier thinks. Cause look, the pressure's on Billy. He's got to win the game. I mean, he's going out there to try to win the game. So whoever he puts out there, they're both going to play. I'll support it.
Hey, you know what, Shane? When it comes to playing young quarterbacks, you look at that A&M front, you know, led by one of the best edge rushers. And if your NFL team gets them, folks, you're getting a baller in Texas A&M edge Nick Scorton, who led the Big Ten in sacks last year. You've got the Shamars up front and Stewart and Turner. How much does scarring a young quarterback come into play in a game or even a season like this with your schedule?
Well, I like I said, I don't know if he's ready to play against an SEC defense. I mean, we all know Mike Elko is a tremendous defensive coordinator, and we know A&M has athletes over there. I'm sure they lost a bunch to the portal. They brought some in. I did read where A&M has struggled stopping the run. Well, we all know Billy Napier likes to run the football, so that's what they're probably going to try to do is pound the football. Now we got to see if our linemen can get some movement, but putting in a guy that young, but DJ's talented and he's extremely mature for his age. I mean, being the Gatorade National Player of the Year, he's been in the limelight. So when he plays, he's not on too big of a stage.
You can check him out on Pod Up with Matthews in the morning, available wherever your podcasts are available. And you can find it on YouTube as well. If you're a Gators fan, you don't want to miss it. I'm a little bit behind on your pod chain, so I haven't gotten to listen to the latest, where I know you do address the Lane Kiffin rumors. And it feels like Kiffin has said a couple things where maybe Kiffin also knows that the fan base down there in Florida is kind of throwing around the idea that maybe he ends up the head coach one day. What are you hearing with that whole Lane Kiffin situation? What's your reading on that situation?
Well, of course, I'm from the state of Mississippi, so I get people commenting on my program daily. Lane's leaving, and look, Lane would be a great fit at Florida. I like Billy Napier too. You know, who knows what's going to happen, but you know, Lane has a lot of Florida ties. His ex-wife is a Gator grad. His ex-father-in-law was John Reeves, who was a tremendous quarterback here. I don't think any of that matters when it comes to taking a job. But, you know, the bottom line is Lane has done a phenomenal job with Ole Miss. I have Ole Miss ties too. My dad played there. My mom was a cheerleader. So I love the Rebels. They're my second team. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, right now, I think the Florida fans are kind of waiting to see what happens the rest of the year because it's a huge year for Billy Napier and his staff.
All right. When you were coaching the XFL, had you over to the house for chow. I mean, it was great to get to know you and reconnect. You were a heck of a play caller, man. And I know you coached, you know, high school ball and whatnot. Is that an itch you still want to scratch?
Man, I love calling plays. I get so excited when I watch the Kansas City Chiefs and the 49ers, just because I think Andy Reid and Shanahan are two of the best, and just the creativity. I would love to do it. I'm 54. I've had opportunities to coach small. Like Kerwin tried to get me to come coach with him at Western Carolina and call his plays. I'm like, Kerwin, I ain't recruiting at my age. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with NIL. If I can just come call ball plays, but obviously you can't do that. But yeah, I love talking X's and O's. And I guess because I learned from one of the best guys there is here in Steve Spurrier.
Chow sounds like you had him over for prison food. You had him over for chow?
Yes.
Or chow.
Hey, how was it?
It was phenomenal.
Thank you.
I ate way too much. I think we had lasagna. Didn't we have lasagna?
Yeah, we had Snides over for steaks. You came over for lasagna. Hell yeah, man. And then you guilted me. Why didn't I get an earlier invite earlier in the year? Which was my fault. I apologize.
Well, I haven't gotten any invite yet, Shane, so I'm still working on it. Shane Matthews, you can check him out, of course. Pot Up with Matthews in the morning. Thanks, Shane. We appreciate it.
Guys, appreciate y'all having me. Take care.
Again, that was me and Ian sitting down with Shane Matthews yesterday, getting you ready for that matchup between Texas A&M and Gators in the Swamp. Zazzler's filling in tonight here on Amber and Ian. And Zazzler, chow sound like chow isn't lasagna, chow, right?
No, chow is when it's lunchtime, everybody report to the prison cafeteria.
Thank you. Second it came out of Ian's mouth, I'm like, chow, I'm pretty sure that he just said he had over Shane Matthews for prison food.
Although chow is also in the mess hall when you're in the military. That's also chow.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it. It feels like...
Can James help us out there? James, you're a veteran.
Cafeteria food.
Yeah, you can take my word for it. Yeah, Zaz is right.
Yeah, chow's also for military. Yeah, but definitely also prison.
Do you eat your food really fast, James? Because that's the rumor about military folks, is that they eat super, super fast.
Yeah, I do. That starts in basic training because you got to get in there and you got to get out of there or else you're going to get yelled at. So, yeah, I do eat my food fast.
See, I'm good. I would have been good at that. I should have signed up.
Are you a little bit of a fast eater? You're shoveling into your mouth?
I'm a very fast eater. I don't know about any of the other stuff, like when it comes to serving our country, if I would have been good at any of the rest of it. But I would have been good at eating quickly, I think.
I'll tell you what, with the eating, Amber, like last weekend, I hope it's the same thing this weekend as I'm flying out to Madison tomorrow for ESPN Radio Campus Tour College tailgates. Oh, my goodness. These tailgates, they're bringing the food to us over there. Incredible.
I'm so jealous. We didn't get enough of that when we went to Florida for week one. Now, it was early. It was week one. You got to get your footing underneath you. It was the first tailgate show that we did there. And now you guys are quite literally cooking. Now you know the system
that
a little bit better.
That baby in your belly would love the food. Would love it.
He would, but I don't think they'd let me on the airplanes in order to get there. So Zaslow will be in Madison tomorrow without me, unfortunately. A little FOMO there. For Alabama, Wisconsin. In Madison, we will have Amber and Ian on the road tomorrow. Now, I don't know about that. I mean, the Badgers aren't that great. But
I know,
hey,
but
Alabama looked beatable in the first half of that game against USF.
The first two games have been such duds. The road team, Hurricanes, Florida, and then Texas and Michigan. The road teams have dominated. The games have been duds.
Maybe you're the problem. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever taken a long look in the mirror?
Well, let me tell you, if that is true, I don't care. These aren't my teams. It doesn't mean anything to me who winds up winning. I would like it to be a good game, but I like being able to partake in all the festivities. And from what I understand, known party animal, Evan Cohen,
of course.
Wisconsin-Madison is always one of the top party schools in the country. So I'm looking forward to getting after it with Evan.
Evan's been known to get after it. That is certainly the reputation that Evan Cohen has. But Madison is one of those places. I've been to Madison. I've been to a Badgers game. I've been to Madison, Wisconsin. My sister went to law school there, so I have experienced it all. Nevertheless, I will still have FOMO tomorrow night when you will be broadcasting live from Madison, Wisconsin, but I'll be here with you. And yeah, we have a ton of guests lined up for Amber and Ian on the road tomorrow night. And then Zaslow, of course, will be on air Saturday. No Rashad Jennings. So Evan Cohen, which, I mean, very similar to Rashad, just like a notch just right below a former NFL running back.
I mean, Evan's football career ended in high school, but still, football players, both football players. But,
you know, both football players, theoretically speaking. Didn't Evan throw like 7 interceptions
Eight.
In a game?
Eight.
There you go. So we subbed Rashad Jennings, who had a decade-long career in the National Football League, a highly decorated one, for the guy who threw 8 interceptions in high school and had his high school career end early, I believe, before even his senior year of high school there. So that's what you'll get on Saturday on ESPN Radio starting at 10 a.m.
Look, Eastern. It's impressive to throw 8 interceptions in any kind of game. Usually after the 7th, like, how do you convince the coach to keep you in for the 8th?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, at what point was the backup quarterback wondering, what is happening?
Why? There had to have been no other options, right?
There's right, just like, there was nobody behind options. Evan. Like, there was no depth. Like, this was a very small school, and there was just nobody else who could play. Yeah. He had to have been the only quarterback. Right?
Could have called
like,
running plays, though. They kept calling passing plays.
Do you imagine how many fumbles he had?
Like, he's already got 7 interceptions. We're still calling a passing play. We think he's going to get going.
Please bring that up on Saturday when you sit down with him for tailgate. Coming up next here on ESPN Radio, we will sound on, sound off. You can also listen to us on the ESPN app.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
Yo, hockey's here, and it's colder than ice, like cold, cold. But with BetMGM, I can heat the game up with overs, unders, parlays, and moneyline, all from the comfort of my 102-degree hot tub. Now I'm really putting fire on the ice. This hockey season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/network.
Threw right to the Bills' corner or safety. Just threw it right to him. Just to a Tagovailoa, the Buffalo Bills. That's what just happened in this Thursday night football game. You okay, Zaslow? Zaslow's filling in tonight for Ian. You can find him at Zaslow Show. You can find me as well at Amber W Sports.
It's frustrating. It's one of the Tua's first interception that he threw. It went off the shoulder pad of a receiver. I guess it was Dubose, and then it was picked off as it bounced in the air. This one though, it looks like he straight up overthrows Robbie Chosen. This one was Robbie
this
Chosen.
This one was actually Chosen. Okay, we're not slandering Chosen like we did earlier in the show.
He throws it right to the DB or the safety, whoever was behind. It was a good 4 yards behind where Robbie Chosen sat down.
Unless Chosen ran the wrong route.
Well, that's the thing with football, right? That's why I'm always so hesitant to, you know, blame someone with what we saw, because we don't know. Like, Robbie Chosen is not one of the top receivers. He was called up off the practice squad last week. Is it, like, Tua's a really accurate passer, and he really overthrew a wide-open wide receiver right there. So, like, is it possible that Robbie Chosen sat when he wasn't supposed to? Yeah, it is possible. But either way, it looks really bad for Tua. As the Dolphins, I mean, he had a 10-play, 70-yard drive right before it. Then they force a 3-and-out. Really good job by the defense. They pick up another first down here. So you feel like you got some momentum here. You got a chance maybe at the end of the first quarter to tack on some more points. And you get an interception here when there was a wide-open wide receiver. And we all know what the narrative is with Tua. So now we're late in the first quarter, and Tua, well, actually, I think the first quarter just ended, and Tua has two interceptions. So
yeah, Canty's going to feast is what's going to happen this
frustrating.
Canty. All right, let's distract ourselves for a moment here on Amber and Ian. Let's sound on, sound off.
They said it, but what did they really mean?
What are you trying to say to us?
Sound on, sound off with Amber and Ian.
And our producer, James Steele. Hello, James.
Hi, guys.
Hey, James.
Proceed, James.
No. I was waiting for... He's been getting me. And,
yeah. He's a little distracted. He's a little off his game.
No. James just thought he was cute there is what happened.
I knew
you're being
it was,
cute.
I knew it was coming, and then I avoided it. I dodged it. Okay, so we're watching Bills Dolphins right now, Thursday night. A rivalry matchup, if you will. Mm-hmm. Another rivalry matchup on Sunday. Chiefs-Bengals. I don't know if you know this. The Chiefs and the Bengals are a pretty good rivalry right now. Bengals defensive back, Cam Taylor-Britt, not very impressed with Xavier Worthy.
That's about it. He can run straight. Run jet sweeps and just run straight. He can't do too much else, so that's about it. Feel like you put your hands on him. He's only 100-some pounds. So if you put hands on him, you'll stop the speed. So basically get hands on him.
So, not very impressed. He thinks he's a little guy. That little guy had two touchdowns.
He's not the only one.
That little guy had two touchdowns in week one, so whatever. Zaz, is it really a good idea to be talking trash on the Chiefs or the Bengals?
I mean, I guess the Ravens didn't know. They should have had that information last week that you're allowed to put your hands on the receiver. You know, within the first 5 yards, they could have slowed him down. So I guess, you know, that Bengals DB's got all the answers there. I think it sounds silly. You know, it's like before the game on the analysis on NBC, Rodney Harrison was saying the exact same thing. And then Xavier Worthy goes out there, he scores two touchdowns. I don't know. It sounds a little bit dopey analysis to me.
I mean,
Amber.
He is really, really skinny. I mean, I feel bad calling him skinny. That's not nice. I'm not trying to body shame Xavier Worthy, but from a football perspective, right? I mean, there's not much meat on the bone. So he's listed at 5'11", 165. He's probably 5'11", 150. Soaking wet. Like, that dude is light. So presumably, if you got a hand on him, I'm sure that there is some legitimacy to the fact that you could take him down. The problem is that you have to catch him to get a hand on him. And he's one of the fastest players in the entire NFL, if not the fastest player in the entire NFL. So if you can't catch him, I don't know how you're going to get him down.
He might literally be the fastest player ever. I mean, he's the fastest player ever in the combine.
Yeah, this is you.
No, he's literally the fastest player ever in the combine. So, I mean, he could be the fastest player ever.
What did he run? What was his 40?
4.21, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fastest ever. Whatever it was, no one has ever been faster. Marvin Harrison Jr. drafted in the first round by the Cardinals.
What's your 40s as?
One time I ran a sub-5 40. That's
no,
one of my greatest. One of my greatest
There's
achievements.
There's no
yep.
chance you one ran time. A sub 5.40.
One time I did.
Like 40 what? 40 inches?
40 yard
There's
dash.
No chance.
Not now. I'm 40. I'm overweight.
I don't believe it.
I was like at the peak of my physical.
You were sub 5.40 physical prime.
It was like 4.98. But it
if
was.
If I try that
five.
Now, it's guaranteed torn Achilles.
Oh yeah, I'm blowing out all of my CLs. CL's gone. Every single one of them.
Right. I ran a football field, not a 40, but I ran a football field.
To see you run.
In college against a former Gators player who'd been out for a little bit. And he let me have, I mean, at least a 30-yard head start. I'm not even kidding. That dude sat in the end zone until I got at least to the third. I think it might have been like 40. And he burned the bleep out of me before I could get to the next end zone. Like, I was running 100 yards. I mean, just burned. Like, it wasn't even. It was ridiculous. It was out of control.
All right, let's get one more of these.
I didn't fall, though.
Stop slandering my sub 540-yard dash.
I have a hard time.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Really impressive.
I ran a race. I didn't fall.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
I asked for myself.
Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. Drafted by the Cardinals in the first round. Very high expectations for him.
Yep.
Had one
targets?
Catch for 4 yards in week one. Kyler Murray was asked about getting him the ball more. Here's what he said.
Honestly, man, I wouldn't say they were just taking him away. I think, you know, I'm just, as a quarterback, obviously you're going through your read. Sometimes the ball goes to him, but that's not, you know, it's not my job. Obviously, I have a sense and a feel for guys when they don't get the ball and when they're, you know, when they are getting the ball. But, you know, I leave that up to Drew. You know, Drew always, you know, he tells me don't worry about that type of stuff. Just keep playing your game and get the ball to where the ball's supposed to go.
Amber, not his job to get Marvin Harrison the ball. Isn't that literally his job, Amber?
No, I think that's funny, but I see what he meant. What he meant, because we're all going to pile on Kyler, what he meant, Zaslo, is that it's not his job to worry about how many targets somebody has. It's just his job to do the checkdowns.
I would say get Marvin Harrison Jr. the football.
Yeah, well, get him more involved. It seems like moving forward that you maybe try to get him more involved in the game plan. Coming up next, we continue on right here on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.